Hello, I'm Sophie Yeomans, and I'm joined on this part by John Francis. Coming up, more news, information desk, and two more features, including our regular monthly What's On.
But we begin with news. High above the city, Mousehold Heath is in danger of becoming a victim of its own success. But we start with a story of mindless vandalism.
Children at a special school have been left with no transport for swimming or riding lessons after criminals stole the wheels from their minibuses and then smashed the windows of the vehicles. The criminals broke through the fence of the Hall School in Old Catton and then removed 10 wheels from three minibuses, which the school had spent years raising tens of thousands of pounds for. Not only did the criminals steal the wheels, using blocks of wood from a tree which had fallen in the playground during last week's storm to jack them up, they also smashed the windows. The school caters for 80 students aged between 3 and 19 with severe learning disabilities, autistic spectrum disorders, behavioural, emotional and social difficulties, and profound and multiple learning difficulties. The head teacher, Kevin McKenzie, said the damage which had been done, including to a variety minibus and one which was match-funded by the Lord Taverners just 2 years ago, was devastating. He said CCTV had captured a white van near the school at just after 8 p.m. on Saturday, the 20th of January, which had been there for about 4 hours. He said, "They have not only taken the wheels, but they have also smashed the minibuses very badly. They're going to be out of action for 2 to 3 months while they are repaired. And unfortunately, our insurance doesn't cover replacement transport. It means the things the pupils go to, such as swimming and riding for the disabled, have had to be cancelled. It took us years to raise the money for those minibuses. It is quite devastating."
It's a magnet for dog walkers, wildlife lovers and even fans of American cuisine. But Mousehold Heath in Norwich could be a victim of its own success after fears were raised over its overflowing car park. Since the success of the popular Britannia Cafe, the car park on Britannia Road has seen a substantial increase in pressure due to increased visitor numbers, and now charges for parking are being considered. And an annual report from Mousehold Heath Conservators reported that a number of people parking on the verge of Britannia Road have caused access restrictions for the City Sightseeing Norwich tour bus and for local residents. David McMaster, manager of Away A Days, which manages City Sightseeing Norwich, said, "This has been going on for several years, ever since the opening of Britannia Cafe. I've erected signs asking for no parking in certain areas, especially where I turn around, but it's not been entirely successful. I've been operating the sightseeing bus now for 15 years, with 10,000 visitors enjoying the tour, with the highlight being the view of the city from Mousehold Heath. The City Council has this area on their coach map for visiting coaches to enjoy the view, but few are going there because of the parking problems. Before Britannia Cafe opened, it was rarely a problem. I would look forward to the situation being resolved." Conservatives have put considerable resources into the issues relating to Britannia Road and the car park, not only in terms of short-term repairs to the Heath car park, but also in engaging in consultation processes, according to the report. David Bradford, councillor for Crome Ward, said, "We are considering putting car park charges in place." But Jill Webb, chair of the Mousehold Heath Defenders, said, "We are committed to ensuring that free access to Mousehold Heath continues on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week basis."